Blog Talk Radio.
So let me go see who was in the queue.
Almost
proud,
ready?
Yeah, almost proud, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Man, no one. I had this thing on mute. I thought I had it on. I had it on mute. I'm just talking, and I'm not paying no attention. That guy's on mute. So all praises be to Allah. I thought I had it on. Had it on, but I had it on mute. So all praise are due to God, Lord, cherished and saint of all the world. We're here tonight to correct the lie that God got a son. And out of all the sons in the world, he picked one son. And he picked that one son. That is a lie. That don't make no sense. But these are the lies that have been told us. These are the lies that have been put around the special America and all the African-American neighborhoods. All these neighborhoods where progress is not made because we've been living off lies. You know, African-American don't have any business like they used to. We were forced into business a long time ago. We could not go into the other people's stores. They didn't want us in there. So they allowed us to own our own store. But when they seen that it was more beneficial to them, they can have much more money. If they take that money, get that money back, they paid us, have paid us for all the physical work that we have done. When they seen that that money could come back to them, then they came in with integration. And they, in integration, wiped out all or most of all the African-American business because African-Americans rather go to a Caucasian business than go to their own, people they own. So they left people that had, left people that looked like them and that had business and went to the Caucasian. And that drove the poor African-American who opened the business up out of business. That drove him out of business. So we here to correct that by removing the image out of the world that caused these problems. Yeah, we got, that's the number one problem, holding a lie up and calling to God. God is bigger than anything that we can imagine. But they don't make God a Caucasian man, blonde hair, blue eyes, or they don't make God, an African-American, a so-called black man, made him, with Jesus, he is dark because he come out of Africa. But we don't care what he look like. If people not submit their will to God like he suggested for them to do, then they're not following Jesus. Jesus came, submitted will to do will God. So let us go in the queue and see, can we get a number one, another member's on. Suja Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Assalamu alaikum, brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got salam. I'm
alive. Well, I was trying to get on earlier, but I couldn't get on.
It just went off.
Yeah. And I thought maybe it was my phone that was loaded. You know, I get all that spam on there. And I was trying to get some of that spam off. But what I mean was saying that he tried to get on. He had some problems too, you know.
Yeah, I see him coming. I keep coming in and out. I wonder what's going on. Okay, then we're on now.
Yeah, I'm on now. All right, now.
Okay.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. So praise be to Allah. We thank Allah for having this opportunity. We thank Allah for Brother Akbar and just sticking with this right here. And this is you may have said this is one of the most serious things we can be doing. You know, that's the removal of all racial images out of what? Ain't no, it's just a few of us. But they don't go out. So it's. I mean, this ain't nothing easy. So we thank Allah. We thank Allah for, for this opportunity. Thank Allah for Brother Akbar. You know, I mean, this here is volunteer work. Nobody paying us nothing. You know, we've been doing this a long time. And we know we're getting our blessing from Allah. And we're getting our blessing just to see the truth is out. You know, when you got the truth is out, you know, you're changing and you're remaking the world. Because this society is full of deception, full of lies. God got a son. Jesus is God. All these different things. I was looking at television today and YouTube. I keep up with YouTube. Cause I can check so many different programs on YouTube, and if I want to, somebody tell me about something, I can type it in. I can use it, bring it out on YouTube, you know. But this here young African American talking against Islam, he was just on a microphone, and that was in Canada. It was in Canada. He was talking against the prophet. Talking about Islam is a lie, and he was talking all about how Islam treat women, and, you know, all that negative stuff, you know, and you know it's amazing, he didn't get a chance to run into nobody out there that know the deen. So most of his sisters was trying to question him. How are you going home? Why are you attacking Islam? They even had a person that didn't believe in religion. She was trying to stand up against that lie. And this young brother, he didn't come out there to teach Christianity. He wasn't pushing Christianity. He came out there to attack Islam. That was his whole mission, you know, to attack Islam. And he don't know when you go out there attacking, even if they had the truth, which he didn't have the truth at all. You go out there attacking something, that makes people interested in it. They want to know more about it, you know, because Allah said that when you attack the truth. Allah said he perfects the light. You know, he make it get brighter, you know, and the people want to see it. You know, they want to understand it more, you know. So he don't, you know, he don't know that if you ain't got no facts, and you come out there lying, or you just come out there and just been vindictive, you know, then that's going to put the peoples against you. He wasn't benefiting Christianity. of having the people interested in Jesus, he was putting the people against him. You know, so that's the reason when we go out, we don't attack the people. That's one of the things that the imam told us. He said, you don't go out there as a racist and address racism, and you go out as a racist. You know, you have to, there's rules on how to bring the truth to the people. There's rules and regulations you have to use to bring the truth to the people. And if you bring it a certain way, it's coming across. The people want to stand up and listen to you. They don't want to go nowhere. You know, they come up and shake your hand. Like I was there one time there in Atlanta. This young white boy and young white girl was out, you know, and I was teaching, and he came and they came up and asked him for his autograph. You know, so it's a way that you bring the message. It's a way that you bring the truth to the people. Even though you're on a mission to address a problem. You know, in Islam, you know, you don't speak out against peoples unless that person or whatever you're speaking out is a serious problem. If it ain't no problem, you know, you don't make no problem out of it. If it ain't no problem. You know, we know saying that God got an equal is a problem. That's the biggest problem. That's why we speak out against it. We speak out also against it because all the prophets of God speak out against false worship. If the young man had came out and showed it clear that Islam is offering to false worship, you know, that they is trying to make something else into God, trying to make Muhammad into God or something like that, then the people, you know, the people get around it and want to hear him, you know. But he was cutting the people off. He was cutting the people. He called himself quoting the Quran. Who is that lie? You know, he had wrote down some surahs in the Quran that's saying something, and he misunderstanding it, and then he tried to give his understanding of it, and it was this messed up. It's amazing. It's amazing how God deal with people like that. You know, they don't get no blessing. You know, I'm looking at the people that wasn't Muslim was coming up against them. People that didn't know the truth, they were standing up against them. Let alone a person that was Muslim and knew Islam, you know, they didn't have that type of qualified person standing up there with them right there. He had a few of them. They were mostly sisters. Excuse me. They were mostly sisters, and they were trying to. Make the point that he ain't doing nothing but lying. He's just lying about everything. That's all they were saying, that he was lying. You know, which he was. So, it's why is a person, why do a person want to stand up and lie against a person like Prophet Muhammad, against the truth of the Holy Quran?
what do a person want to do? The motive can't be nothing but something negative and ugly. They want to stand up and go against a person that teaches peace and teaches the coming together of all religions. Because we as Muslims, you know, we respect the Christian. And what we talking about is that we are clearing up the name of the prophet of God, which is Jesus. And letting them know, letting the people know that God prophet, that you're lying on God prophet to say that he's the son of God. Say that Prophet Muhammad come out there teaching against God, and Jesus is out there teaching against God. Jesus is teaching that he's God. You lying against the prophet of Almighty God. God's prophet prayed to God. Jesus said, watch me while I pray. And you ask a question that do you know the prayer, the Christian prayer that Christ Jesus prayed? That right there alone would shut him up. Did you know that Jesus prayed a prayer? And he told a prayer to his disciples. And he told his disciples, watch me while I pray. And he didn't establish the fact that God was his father. He didn't say that. He said, our father who art in heaven. He didn't say my father who art in heaven. You know, he said, our father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He didn't say that his kingdom. He didn't talk about his kingdom. He said that thou kingdom come. You know? And he submitted his will because he said that thy will be done. God will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. You see? So it's someone that had the knowledge. This is the reason it's so important that we keep on teaching. This is why we should keep on teaching. Because somebody gonna pick it up and be able to ask little questions. So a person that get out there and don't want the truth to be known and work with Satan and come out there and lie on the prophet Jesus, peace and blessing be upon him. Jesus said in the Quran, when God asked him, did you teach the people to worship you? Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. Jesus said, if I did, you would have known it. And the people, all the people, they are your servant. You know? So it's you have the whole creation to bear witness to the truth. The whole creation bear witness to the truth that you bring. A person like that tries to put an ugly image out there of God prophet. Peace and blessing be upon him. Jesus loved God. Jesus said that thy will be done. Jesus loved the truth. Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. So this lie that's been told out there It just takes a few people. That's the reason we so animate in bringing this out. This is the reason we come on the blog talking, other programs, you know, and bring this here truth out. You know, I talked this here truth for about 40-some years, maybe 50, outside, you know, teaching outside. And there's a whole lot of people, they picked up on it. That picture, you get a certain age, you can't do what you used to do. You know, even though you want to do it, you know, you can't do what you used to do when you get a certain age. Like my children said, Dad, just chill. Let's be cool a little bit. You know. But it's still needed. It's still needed out there. People need to hear another side. Because Satan got so much influence, and so many people that got wealthy. You know, from people that's greedy and wrongdoers, and they think that their success is being deceptive, lie, you know, fraud. They commit fraud, you know, spam. And like I asked the brother, like a brother just called me today. And he done called me so many times until we almost know each other, you know. And when he talked to me, asked me, how am I doing? I said, I'm doing okay. Now, he called me to tell me I don't want $2 million and a car. He said, a Cadillac. I said, I'm doing okay. I said, you doing the same. You haven't changed. You still out here lying to the people. You still out here trying to bring deception and trick the people out of money. You know, I'm a senior citizen. You know, you trying to trick me out of little money I got. And I let them know that God ain't going to bless you. It's going to come to a time where when God punishes you, you're going to realize that you're the cause of it. And God can punish you in a way that it hurt. You know, that it was seriously hurt. So praise be to Allah. I thank Allah for this opportunity to say a few words, and Saturday, we asking everybody to come to the Lifeline, and the BUII will be on. They're talking about businesses, and we asking everybody that has a business. We're going to ask them to come on, and we're going to ask you for your number. Be able to give the people that are listening your number, the name of your business and your number, and your email, and let us know the product that you got so we can change this thing. So praise be to Allah. We're going to have other brothers and sisters that's in business to come on that line. And they're going to be Saturday. They're going to be what? Eight o'clock and 9 o'clock Eastern time 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central Time, and I think it's
8 o'clock Eastern.
It's gonna be 8 o'clock Eastern.
8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right after the Lifeline.
Yeah.
Okay, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and right, so that's gonna be 7 o'clock Central Time. 7 o'clock Central Time. So we asking you to come on and bring your telephone number. We want you to give your telephone number at least 2 times. And don't present it so fast where the people can't pick it up, and let us know what item that you have, so we can support it. You know, and we need to know all these businesses. We gonna give you our number and everything, and we gonna be the one that's gonna be doing the advertising for you. And letting other people know that you exist, that you're in business, and hopefully, if we pick up and we can start our young folks, older folks, whoever, supporting each other, you know, then we turn around and we give back. That's the whole idea. We want to give back. You know, we want to help establish a way for our young people that's coming. Excuse me. Excuse me. I got this here. I don't know what it is. But I'm getting better. I went to my doctor, and they gave me some antibiotics. So I'm taking those antibiotics, and I'm feeling better. I feel better. You know, I just got to take it easy and work on myself. That's all. So we thank Allah. We pray that Allah bless all of us. And forgive us for our faults and for our sin. Bless our children. Bless them with the best of health. You know. And bless us so we can make a way for them. So when they come in and establish their businesses, we done created some open space for them. So we thank you. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave it in peace. Excuse me. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look, Assalam. I hope that you get better and, you know, it's alhamdulillah. We'll be getting much better and still better. But at least you're on the right track. You don't lie down without. You still stand up for what is right. Now, still standing. So, Allah, wait, bro. That guy is still fishing, huh? He's still trying to get you to buy that car. Yeah. He been at you a long time. He don't give up, do it. You want a Cadillac. So all you got to do is give him $10,000. He's going to give you $2 million in the Cadillac.
And then he turn around and tell me and offer me to get the money. I got to spend $3,000. And offer me to get the money, I got to send him $3,000.
No, that's a real fisherman. He been fishing in that pond and trying to catch him a big fish, and he don't give up. He put extra bait on me.
He
want $2 million.
If I don't have the $3,000, he'll help me out.
That's that image.
He's gonna help me pay the $3,000.
You can't beat that with an oak stick.
He had me. How you feel? How you feel knowing you gonna get $2 million in a Cadillac? How you feel?
Man,
he's a real go-getter,
man.
That's
it, man. Almost a year now that he been fishing for you.
He still called me.
Yeah.
He was just saying, I'm not old now, but go
about
my house
and
my wife.
Need to call you money.
$2 million.
Yeah,
oh my God.
He don't give up.
He sounds like he's from Jamaica or someplace.
Yeah, they don't give up, man. He got nothing to do.
They ain't just doing a lot of nothing.
Right. It's still a possibility. But I just put $2 million, man, in a Cadillac, man. Now he give me the three. I tell Nick, you give me $3 million, I give you $3,000, and I kick another $100 in.
Yes, love.
Might let you ride in the Cadillac that I won't get. And show the people that ain't no. I want to show people that he ain't no scam.
I give him the Cadillac. You gonna give me $2 or $3 million? I can give you the Cadillac.
Yes. And you have a Cadillac along with that $3,000. I know that.
Yeah.
But you give him a deal.
Call me, ask me how am I doing? Huh? That was today. A lot of my witness. That was today.
Uh-huh.
He called me again. He called me again today.
I ain't never seen nobody be at nobody like that. Man, he was there.
He was persistent.
He don't give up. But you were nice to him. But he tried to rob you with a smile on your face.
He kind of robbed me nice.
if he get two, he probably get a bonus, a big bonus.
He got
one of those hard to catch fish. He don't give up, man.
I'm not gonna put a hurting on him if he don't stop.
You could have asked him to kill a lie. You could have lied.
I'm gonna put a real big hurt on
him. You don't live that long. You just told him that. Love you.
Every time he called me, I whoop him.
Yeah.
I whoop him. Every time he called me, I whoop him with the truth. I whoop his butt.
I know you pulled that stick out on him. I know you put that wood
on him. I pulled that stick out on him. And I put that switch on him so hard, you know, I don't know, you must like it.
He's trying to get some clues on how to set up a new scam.
Yeah.
With using the words, some of the words you done used, maybe it'll help him.
Yeah, maybe. So he called back.
For some reason, he keep calling me back.
Yeah, it's some reason. Yeah, so once you figure it out, then you keep calling and let her know how it's going, you know? We'll let you know.
Unless you've been there,
when you know they got one, I think it's Americare, then you can get promotions and get a certain amount of nose, and you still get a one.
It must be something like that.
Yeah, he don't give up, man. I
they keep calling. You know, you must be somebody you're saying that you like. But keep talking to him. Maybe you might become a great person out of that. His conscience up.
Sometimes if he's making a recording, he said, man, you might as well make a recording. He's going to say the same thing over
and over again.
Amazing. And put the money in your bank account, you'd be glad to give him $3,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the amazing don't give up, man. My patience is not that lasting. I've been told him, man, that he needs to go fishing somewhere else because this fish ain't back. Why you want to do people like that? I mean, you got no conscience? Huh? You don't believe? I hope nobody don't do you like that. I don't like for him to hear how he explained that he's not doing that. Because he must be a real fisherman, but he don't give up. But anyway, I don't praise the due to Allah for this. I'll talk about and all got to talk about and bring clarity to. Because this world is a world. I see on the news today they were talking about the 6-year-old that shot the teacher. I don't know if that 6 years old in jail.
Yeah.
And
they had another killing there in California too.
Yeah, yeah, three in a row, three massive shootings, and they caught two of the people that done the shooting.
Oh, they did.
One was they got African American. Yeah. One it was an agent. They got him, and they killed 19 or better. I mean, they were shooting up some. But you put guns in America. What you think gonna happen? Yeah, you put all them guns. When I went into Wendy's. To pick something up for my wife and me, and this young man standing there with his pants all half down, and a pistol on him. You can see the pistol. He got it. He's not covered. Like he was on the side. Then I seen a woman with a pistol on her side.
Well, they send the pills online. Yeah. You buy online. They send it to you in the mail.
So, you know, they know the world comes to an end. That's why that guy you said was out there trying to preach.
Well, you know, if the Christian knew that they are creating this type of society, if they knew that one of the main causes of mental illnesses is false worship, and that they are the one that is the head contributor of this type of society with the knowledge they're putting out there. It seems like they should want to come together with us. So help me out. Help me out. I didn't know I was creating this type of society. They are the one that dropping all the seeds and planting all the seeds out there. And you know, where a person will go in and kill a child or kill innocent people. You know, shoot down the whole family and stuff like that. That's mental illnesses.
Right.
And the psychologist said one of the main causes of mental illnesses is false worship.
Main cause.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
so they the one that's causing all this, all this mayhem out here, all this killing.
Yeah, they're causing it, but they're standing behind the curtain, looking out, peeping, seeing how far their strategy works and how far it goes. They're getting somebody else to do it. They took out and do it themselves, so they just put the idea out there. and give them the opportunity to get guns and all this stuff and shipping them guns and getting down the line for their, somebody for protection for their own, you know, that kind of stuff, see.
You can imagine how God going to punish them.
Yeah,
you can just imagine. You know.
Yeah, we got
innocent
more ladies,
people getting killed.
We got more ladies, more women coming up and try to defend that what we are saying about the image and all that. They want to come up
yeah.
and say.
The men,
you know, huh? Bring
yeah.
the logic. And we just keep telling
yeah.
the truth. And after we keep telling the truth, they see that and they keep hearing it. They know factual.
Yeah.
They know
yeah.
truth. Falsely.
But there's 8 women to 1 man now, see? But the sister is for the women. 8 women, 1 man.
You know, I don't know what it is. And don't
yeah,
want to
yeah.
tell. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably every mm-hmm. night it goes up because mm-hmm. now they're killing the. They had somebody shoot it. They shot a child the other night.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, all that, man. That's just a 60-year-old getting a 9mm and stealing it and coming out shooting people. 6 years
yeah.
old.
Well, the child is 6 years old. He don't know no better. Somebody told him to be like that. That's something.
Yeah,
because
you got to know how to put that bullet in that chamber.
Yeah.
You got to know how to
hold the gun.
Things are hard to pull.
You got to know all of that. Somebody trained him to do that.
Yeah.
And that gun be jumping. If that means you to jump.
It's back. That's right.
Yeah, I know. I shot your gun out there on the arm and it jumped back and hit my hand. Yeah, good job here. You got that big old gun.
Yeah.
I shot that. Kick back on me. I didn't want to shoot it no more. I didn't shoot no more. I didn't love for that.
Yeah.
You got to hold. You got to hold that thing solid like you. You got.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it jumped.
You got to hold.
That's right.
To jump. Not back.
You got to know what you're doing. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, shoot the gun.
Yeah. Yeah. You gonna kick
you
up.
You got to hold it straight. Take down like this,
so
get ready to kick up right at the
aim. Yeah. So, I shot it one time and kicked back and hit my hand. That was it. Think about the escalation of war in Ukraine and Russia, and the United States have just given Ukraine and others have kicked in tanks. To be put into
I saw that on the news.
Yeah,
that is up there now.
But I want to know what you think about that.
It's an attempt to Ukraine.
You think that we're going to get too deep?
They saying that in Ukraine, they spending $55 billion buying weapons, furnishing them, the cost of that, furnishing them weapons and like that. Can come up to $55 billion.
Yeah, they said America's
you know.
Already. China wants his money.
And see, it's saying that the reason Russia is attacking Ukraine is because Ukraine is joining up with America, uniting with America.
Yeah. That's why
America's
spending the money.
That's what Putin said, you know. And when they unite with America, that's putting Russia in a dependent position. So I'm trying to tell you what's going on. You know, because Russia ain't gonna have no protection. You know, if Ukraine unite with America, and America set up missiles and all that stuff, you know, and they write next to Russia, Russia's in trouble. So Russia, Putin was threatening. They have been threatening
Ukraine and telling them not to unite with America.
Right.
That it's going to jeopardize their safety. They just are not going and attacking America for nothing.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah,
and the reason is that they are threatened Russia's security by coming together with this type of unity. You know, and see that's what we had to do. We got to be intelligent. We got to stop being ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of us so ignorant we can't even see straight. We can't even see straight.
Yeah.
Don't even take time to think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no, that's right. We don't even take time to think. I mean, why you think that Russia is attacking Ukraine? You know, they're not attacking Ukraine for nothing.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know. If we can do a little bit more study on that, I think that'll be important for us, you know, because we're American, and it should be a concern of ours.
I don't have no love for Russia.
What's going on? I don't have no love for Russia. With Trump and
Putin. Yeah, I don't have no love for Russia at all.
Not the people, but for Russia, his policy the way they stand against what the human being stands for. They want to be God over the human being. They want to be able to tell the human being what he can't have, what he can have, and who they should worship and all this stuff. So we know this is not a idea that holds any hope for God in it.
Russia, they trying to establish a socialist system, you know, not a capitalist system.
Right.
And what they're doing, that's what the Republican is trying to establish, a socialist system.
Same thing. Okay, then we got another person that raised their hand. I won't let Sister.
Good. I'm doing a lot. All right.
Let me let this person in, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia.
Alaikum Asalaam to everyone in the queue. We thank Allah very much for permitting for us again to be here together in this message of concern. And I was enjoying the part that y'all were talking about when I just came on. Cold right along with inshallah. But first let me say, Udu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank Allah so much for again permitting us to be here on this message of concern. And relating to the subject that y'all was talking on that I came in on, it's so right on time that we know that Shaitan now has got a people and enough people, so he thinks, to where he can come out boldly and publicly. Tell, like Akbar was saying, that he hates the human being and he is 100% against any kind of peace for the human family. Unless you bow down to him, like he was, feel like he's is being forced to bow down to us because he thinks he's better than us. But again, Allah is the best of planners, and Allah has already put into motion the believers that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger, and that those who believe want for themselves what they want And we have made a public statement. We are coming in the great separation and many other things that we were taught over the years are coming up by all the worlds. But Allah is the creator of all the worlds, so Allah has been there guiding us and letting us witness the truth. And we know the truth will set us free. But again, we still have to come to that conclusion. No man, no nothing is God over nothing in this reality that we live over. So this desire that Satan has and the people who are under his influence are brothers and sisters when they are in their right mind, as we used to say. So let's briefly go through a little understanding of self-checking. Every human being on this planet has the potential to be a hypocrite. And he has a natural inclination to tell the believers that he believes in God, only one God, and that Musa, Allah, or whoever the prophet was at that time, Salah Islam, or messenger at that time, Salah Islam, they said they was with him. But at the same time, in that other inclination, they have told Satan and the people of Satan, I'm with you. Do you think I believe what those fools believe? When I see that you are in control of what I need in this world. I need food, shelter, clothing, and transportation. And I don't care how unclean, immoral, or how filthy it is. So I got to have it. Then when he come around to believers, he loved voodoo. She loved voodoo. She loved being clean. They want the best, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have to measure by Allah's permission and Allah's guidance and our brothers and sisters in faith being a mirror to each other so we can measure and be truthful to ourselves. And this goes for every human being on this planet. Because ain't nobody on this planet nowhere even a thought of being a God. Only Allah is perfect. So we're going to be hypocritical if we don't be in control and submit to our natural inclination to hear and obey the Creator and those who he has sent as guidance and signs for us to follow. And we know that a hypocrite, ourselves, we have to sit down and ask ourselves, when I am with them, am I going to do what I say that I believe? And when I'm with the wrongdoers, am I going to do what I believe and say to them? So we all have a chance to sit down tonight. This is, it's somebody getting what your color is or what you call yourself or something like that. Every human being to sit down and assess and see how truthful they are with their own soul first so that they may follow their natural inclination to obey their creator and the creator of everything, or are they going to go for the okey-doke over and again in the whispers of the shaitan, the evil one? We know, we have to sit down and say, how many times do I go to Juma? How many times do I make 5 days prayers a day? How many times do I give my word and don't keep it? Which we know one of the signs of a hypocrite. How many times does someone trust me with something and then I dishonor that trust? Another sign of the hypocrite. And we know the other one, you know, when they give you a promise, they don't keep it. So we have to, first of all, like Allah says, in the Quran, in all of the books that he has sent, and all the creation that he has been as a guidance and a support to the human being, the one who Satan is going to bow down to, whether he like it or not. And those people he has under his influence have already been told, the whole Christian reality has been told, by their leadership, truth will come after him. Prepare yourself for it. I've given you back the law. I have reeducated you into the law of right and wrong, what's moral, et cetera, so that you may be ready to escape from this misery of being a hypocrite and a hypocrite that is for the Shaitan. Because now you have made a choice and you come amongst the believers and tell them, I am with you. We should do this and we should do that. Alhamdulillah and all that. Then you go back to the evil ones, because the language is evil ones, and tell them, do you think our believers, those fools believe? Call us fools. Call the believers fools. That's what goes on in that jihad in our mind and our intellect every day. We call what is right foolish. I'm going to get that money. I'm going to get that power. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. Because you do not believe in the hereafter. You have to believe in one God in the hereafter in order to control that unnatural inclination in you to listen to the jinn and their leadership, the Shaitan, that goes in and out of them like the wind. Like Allah tells us in the Quran. You know, they blow, they go with the wind. But it's always toward what's wrong. As we make this assessment of ourselves, and we in the day, like Imam Muhammad has told us by Allah's permission, we in the day of evaluation, in the day of religion, sincere, how are you going to develop your faith? How much are you going to bow down to the truth? Because only it is going to set you free from being a hypocrite, from being falling victim to the whispers of the Shaitan. To lie to yourself and others for your own benefit, so you think. That's where one side of this message is coming from. Because the whole leadership of the Christian world has already been told, there will come one after me who will comfort you in your shock when you realize that you're the only one that's wrong in your own soul. Satan has no power over you. Nothing has no power over you but you. And you have chose to be unbalanced with it, to where you can't even believe what you tell your own self, because you don't know what you're going to do because you don't know the truth. So as we look at all the worlds, like Allah says in the Quran, this day, I have perfected for you, O believers, O human beings, O earth, O all of creation. I have created a Khalifa who will give you freedom, justice, and equality in your mode of prayer, and will protect it and let nothing bother it. Because truth has set us free. All we have to do is maintain it by keeping up our prayers, month of Ramadan, fasting, sadaqa, charity, all the good things. And don't deviate. Don't let Shaitan or the people of the Shaitan make us compromise. All of you know who has said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. One of the first things you learn is there is no compromising of the truth. None. Prophet Isa told them, when the truth comes, it will knock any lie, hypocrisy out of your head, and it won't hurt you unless you fear Satan and not fear your creator. So we have to be firm and letting everybody know, ain't none of you on this earth perfect. Only Allah is perfect. You all are hypocritical if you listen to the Shaitan in your own soul that goes against obeying what Almighty God Allah has made clear. Allah said you are acceptors or you are rejectors. One of the two. There's no in-between. You either wake up in the morning when you start dealing with your life. Am I going to do what the believer is supposed to do, or am I going to do what the disbeliever is supposed to do? Or am I going to be hypocritical and do what both of them do? Or am I going to be hypocritical and don't do neither one of them today? I'm going to be me. I'm going to be the Shaitan. I'm going to be the God. Like we have seen many human beings thought that they could be and declare before the world and get away with it. So again, Russia is only doing what it has been doing from being under the scheme of the Shaitan. So remember, Russia ain't no certain individual. Because a Russia who was born there in what we call Russia with the logic that we have and the blindness that we have can move to France, get a French citizenship, and then he no longer or she is no longer a Russian. He is French in Russia because he got paperwork. So we have to make sure that we don't let Shaitan confuse us in this division that he has put on the human being. They do not know what Allah tells us in the Quran. They are lost because they have forgotten who the Creator is and who he created him to be, Khalifa. Everything else is a deviation. And we have the ability to recognize that and just disregard it. Put it in a state of Islam. All our hypocrisy, we can make it Muslim. So we want to make sure that, especially those of you who are not of the Islamic faith, there ain't no doubt about what we are or doing. Schemes of the Shaitan every day, so it might look like to you that the victory ain't yours. But until you return it down, reject it, then it's your victory. You can be just as good as any one of us who has said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and wants to eat right, sleep right, do right, be right, the way Allah has prescribed for the human family to do. But you have to make that choice on your own. All we can do is tell you the truth. And the truth itself will set you free. So this thing, hypocrisy, is what's denying everybody peace. And we have the ability, by Allah's mercy, to just say no whenever this knowledge comes to our mind. Because we also got to respect and know that that knowledge is still coming from Allah, the Creator, of all systems of knowledge. There's nothing happening in our reality regardless of what it is or what we claim it is and how we science it up and talk about it. Don't nothing run nothing in this reality that we live in but Allah, the Creator of it. We are getting nothing from nobody else. Nothing else is giving us anything, our thoughts, our life, our air, our breath, our emotion. It all comes from Allah. And that's why everyone will be tested by Allah, by Shaitan, by yourself. And move full circle and come all the way back and come to the understanding that, well, all I got to do is ask Allah to forgive me. He's the one who's put us in this cycle of life that we have. And he's inviting us to another cycle of life waiting on us. But what we need to do is tend our own business. We already got this down pretty fat, packed down, that we don't go any farther in dealing with other people's affairs unless they ask us to. And then we set them free. We give them a solution. We solve their problem by telling them what the law says, and how Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with it, and then let them make that choice on their own. But it also means that we need to be tending to our own business and establish this refuge of Allah for those who have been suffering from oppression. from injustice. And they can come and get themselves together in peace by being a refuge, seeking Allah's refuge, being a refugee amongst the halal environment of the Muslims, if you want it. Whether you believe it or not, this stuff is going to happen, whether you believe it or not. You have watched it grow from Adam to now. And Allah is so merciful to the human family, he has given the Quran. No one on this earth who reads the Quran is ignorant about anything. That's why Shaitan uses it as a tool against us by telling us ignorance of the law is no excuse when you listen and do what I say do. Because you have been told from Adam, before Adam, when it was just us, when he said just us, stop talking about when he said me and the angels. You even know about them before you was even created by Almighty God Allah. Nothing is being hidden from the human being. All we got to do is live it so that others can follow the straight way in the ability of the human capabilities and potential. It ain't no big mystery. But I know one thing. The truth tells us that the best thing we can do is save our own soul first. Then those who we love, and that means someone who loves you. That ain't someone who you love and they don't love you back. That's not, you might think you're in love with that person. You can't love an evil person. You can't love a person who's doing wrong. If you do that, you need to ask Allah for help. Because I would love to tell her, you might love a thing that's not good for you. So this hypocrisy is one of the things in another portion of this message of concern that we have to sit down and start to ask Allah to let us make this assessment every morning before we go to Fajr. So that we can ask to go into this light of the day of work in peace and end our day in peace. So we have to pray along that hypocrisy is what Russia is doing, United States is doing, Christians are doing, Muslims are doing, Jews, and he has given us a favor, a way that if we live it, we'll be in control of our destiny to see the hereafter and not be distracted anymore by the Shaitan and his people. He has people under his influence. He has people, the human beings. He has a human being who's going to hell with him. We have to accept that. Allah said that. This ain't no scientist or scholar. Allah said that. Hell will be full of human beings who disobey when they had the option to obey. So we pray a lot that we will be of those who are modeling ourselves in the model that we are getting ready to build here in the United States of America.
Well, I'll wait for.
Because remember, we got to give dignity to Prophet Isa's words too. He said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. I mean, back to you, Bernard.
I'm doing that. Thank you so much. You're right. But I heard your man say we got to be careful who we call hypocrite, because on our lot of them, hypocrite is. On our lot of them, Jerry, that person. And a lot of them, he know who's going to heaven and hell. He has to with him alone. Okay, I'm going to bring Brother Imam, Brother Muhammad, Brother Hameen Muhammad up. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Hameen.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. This is Sister Claire Muhammad, stemschool.com. Sister Claire Muhammad, stemschool.com. As-salamu alaykum, my brothers and sisters. Yeah, praise be to Allah. Good teaching, and I've been listening when I can. And, you know, Brother Shuja was really hitting it when he was talking about them lies they tell, that but Jesus is God. Jesus, God had a son. And let's see, what's the other one? He said, Jesus, God, God had a son. And the other one, yeah, but, you know, we got to deal with those lies. We got to, you know, and always have something to say to these people who have been misled and lied to, because, hell, they could be dangerous. You know what I mean? They could be dangerous, you know, living them lies and acting out something and everything. But, alhamdulillah, yeah, it's very important that we keep our studies up and keep teaching and preaching, you know, on these issues, alhamdulillah. I was thinking, you know, like sometimes I be saying, well, why ain't I feeling good? You know, why am I not feeling good? And I be going through some depression. I say, I'm a Muslim, and I believe in Allah, and I believe in Prophet Muhammad. I believe in the angels, and the scriptures, and the books. But why am I feeling so bad? Why I be feeling depressed and sleeping a lot? Don't want to get up, you know, and stuff like that at times, you know, praise me to Allah. I think Allah gave me the answer. You know, he said, look, I gave you the Holy Quran. I gave you the book. I gave you the last prophet of Allah, that no more revelation is going to come. You know, I gave you the book. I described the book as oceans. Oceans could be written about the book. And if the trees were ink pen, you know what I mean, if we could write, it still would not be. So Allah, you know, has given us, you know, the sun, the moon, and the stars, our understanding of the sun, the moon, and the stars. Just like it's sand and all the beaches, you know what I mean? It's like the grains of sand on the beaches or on the ground and everything. Allah has created stars and galaxies that exceed that, you know. And then he tells us to get our share of that, get our share that he created, that he created the creation for the human being. He created the whole creation, Prophet Muhammad, and the human being. You know what I mean? And then he created us for the creation. And the creation is huge. You can't even imagine how even these astronauts and spacemen and everything, they know it's huge, all the stars at nighttime. You know, alhamdulillah. And Allah created that all for us. And then he gave us that book. And I mean, you haven't mastered the Arabic here. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. And you reading somebody's translation of the Holy Quran. You ain't really given your all, your life, to understand it. I mean, no matter why you... because you know better, deep down in your heart, deep down in your soul, no matter what excuses you have, what excuses you give, you know you're supposed to be on that Holy Quran and master. That's God, Allah, Almighty God, talking to you. And you should be trying your holy best, your very best to understand the language that Almighty God Allah is speaking to you in the original. You ain't supposed to go through nobody. Nobody's supposed to be an interpreter for you. Nobody's supposed to be a translator for you. It ain't no go-between. I'm supposed to master it myself. No wonder you depressed. stay in bed maybe 3, 4, 5 days at a time. You know what I mean? Not feeling good. You know what I mean? And then your whole community, our whole community, we haven't given ourselves. We haven't given ourselves to understanding the Quran and learning the Quran. We have all kind of excuses that we give. And then we look at our community, and we ain't got no schools, hardly no schools. Our children are going to school with savages, you know what I mean? And all that, you know. Look what we have not done. And we give ourselves a doggone excuse, you know what I mean? We're supposed to, Imam Muhammad, you know, delivered that book to us. He explained it the best he can, and he told us, and he begged us, learn it in its original. Learn it in its original. And we didn't do it. I didn't do it. But, you know, Allah blessed me to get back on it and do it this time. And that's the key to mental health. And that's the key to feeling good. You know what I mean? Do what you know best. Don't make up no excuse. You know, no excuses. You know what I mean? And get with it. You know, Allah has blessed us exceedingly. He's blessed us more than he has any other people for a situation that we went through and the brutality and the crime we suffered with. And then, we're being blessed. Or do we really believe we're being blessed? Or do you think it was just another situation? Alhamdulillah. So we know what to do. We know what to do. And man sharpens man like steel sharpens steel. You know what I mean? But these teachings on Jesus, we need to master those and understand what the argument is, what stands in the way. Because my people sometimes talk about, oh, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all that, you know. And sometimes we just don't say nothing. Oh, I don't say nothing. You know? But we should always say a word. A lot to say a word to the right. Always say a word to the right. You know what I mean? And be ready to teach these people. And because, you know, inshallah, you know, you're saving their life. You're saving the children's life. Because these grown-ups, with them lies that they tell the children, here, they have infected the children now. The children come up with those lies. And then you wonder when they start going astray and start doing stuff and be in jail and going to the penitentiary and, you know, we wonder, what happened? What's going on, you know? It's them living them lies. Wrong thinking. What do you say? Wrong thinking, and the weak idea. So praise be to God. I want to say that, and I'm talking to myself. This is really what I'm talking to. I'm talking to myself. You know what I mean? And what I got to do, because I'm the one who be suffering in that bed, stay in the bed three, four days sometimes. Don't even feel like getting up. Just get up to eat and wash up and try to pray the best I can. So I'll be suffering, but I found the answer. You know, get with it and work hard. Work hard to please your Lord. And one of the ways we could please our Lord is to let him communicate with us in his language, in that Arabic. Imam Muhammad said in one of the books I'm reading, it's called Father Leader, he said, why are you studying Arabic? Why are you studying the Quran in Arabic? Why? I'm paraphrasing. He says, so you could think right, so you could think straight. And I think if we would have gave ourselves, or I would have given myself the more, I'd be a little further along in life. I'd be a little better off, alhamdulillah, if I'd have given myself to what I know I should be giving myself to. So Alhamdulillah, I turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum salam. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Brother Amin, for them fine words. We appreciate you. We thank you, and what you were saying makes sense to me. We all benefit from what you said. So all praise to God. Thank you, Brother Amin. Hope you come back maybe tomorrow and explain about the scheme of that happened there in California with the rappers. We know we got new people coming on, so please bring that information back if you can tomorrow or Monday, whenever you feel like it. Inshallah. Thank you, Brother Amin. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So we got a young man in the queue. So we'd like to bring Brother Raqi Bashir up to share the last minutes that we have here on the Talk Talk radio station. Brother, assalamu alaikum. You got it.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May all praises be to Allah, the Lord of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. He is the Lord of death. He is the Lord of the angels that ask the soul, to question the soul and the body in the grave. He is the Lord of the dirt. He is the Lord of the grave. He is the Lord of the trees. He is the Lord of all worlds, all systems of knowledge. He is Akbar. He is the greatest of great. And I also believe that Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, is the last prophet, of our Lord, the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, the cherisher, the sustainer of all the worlds. We have in our communities, we generate so much wealth that is ridiculous. But we don't utilize our wealth to get materials for ourselves and our youth. So we have nothing to give them but good advice. But as Muslims, when Rasulullah, when Allah commanded the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't give them wealth. Not at first. He didn't give them wealth. He gave them a decent mind to think clearly, to understand the thoughts. He purified the hearts. And he made men and women, good men and women. Allah is the Lord of purification. Can no one purify? No one can purify the soul, the spirit, the mentality of the mind, the way that we think, or even the heart, but Allah. And he says he will give us no more than what we strive for, and the fruit of his striving will soon, the fruit of his striving or her striving will soon be in sight. So we have nothing to give the youth. Nothing. But advice. And we're so intelligent that we watch the advice that we're being given to see if the one who given advice is taking that advice that they're giving, the same way our children do us. And if we don't see it, we can't make any progress. So we deal with our communities, and inside our communities, we have these problems. Children are so disrespectful. The parents are so disrespectful. The community has become disrespectful. Hey, disrespectful to who? Disrespectful to Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Disrespectful to God Almighty. We should treat the earth good because we one day will be a part of this earth. And we should treat it good so that we can receive our blessings that Allah wants to give us, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to give us. So we see that the community is dying. It's dying. Elders that stayed in the community for 20 and 30 years are suffering from the community, from youngsters. They're selling their drugs, all their loud music or whatever they got going on. And, you know, drug brings killing. It brings confusion. It does not bring peace. It brings disturbance. It brings disturbance. It does not bring peace. We want to be able to establish a ummah, a community that is developed off of growth, but not the growth that we want superiority in this. We want growth to obtain our mental behaviors. We want growth to be able to obtain our hearts, the way we feel and think about each other and what we do for each other. Before we can put any money in with each other. Because we can't put anything in with each other if we don't have no mind. This Negro putting the same thing I'm putting in and I get the same thing out, that ain't going to work. Talks about this in the Quran. He said one person is slicky in the mouth. Got a whole lot of mouth. Meaning they understand energy. They understand the way you breathe. And they utilize it. They use it to the other person,
and do not utilize being a believer. And they utilize it to out-talk someone, to superiorize themselves over that person. So Allah say they gain nothing on the hereafter, and even nothing on this world, even though they out-talk. Just for wealth, just for whatever they're trying to get. They'll talk someone. Allah talks about this in the Quran. We find ourselves amongst the people in the Quran when we read it. We find ourselves the Quran walking until we obtain ourselves to be the Muslims our mothers and fathers want us to become, not that our grandparents want us to become, not that our seniors and vice presidents and presidents and superior if you're in law enforcement, your superior officer, or even the president at your school, or even your community leaders. No. We should be able to obtain the mental behavior, the natural connection that God Almighty gave to us to obtain our salvation for the pleasure of Allah. And we have to remember, we can't please Allah. Allah don't need us. We ain't nothing. Allah don't need nothing about us. He don't need us to talk about him. He don't need us to keep our spirits up. This is something for our soul. This is something our souls benefit. Allah don't benefit from this. But to please Allah is to do as he says. What is the commandments? To learn our religion so that we could obtain. We are the leaders of this world, brothers and sisters. We are the leaders, but we cannot lead anyone or anything if we're not utilizing our clear minds and got good hearts. And definitely if we don't understand Quran. Definitely. And I'm not talking about the transliteration or how do you say Arabia? It's 8-9 different dialects of it. No, I'm saying to understand the Quran and put it in our lives. Put it in our lives. Because we all part of, we all going back to the earth and we all going back to Allah, whether we like it or not. But while we are here, why we're not utilizing each other? We want wealth. We want the same thing everybody else got. Allah say, get your shit in this world and in the hereafter. He said, get your shit. You don't say, look at somebody working so hard and sweating so hard every day. trying to make a better for them, and you crab in the buckets. He ain't say that. He didn't get your share in this world. He said he made us nations and tribes not to despise. He made us brothers and sisters not to despise one another. But he said he made us to know one another, because I can get some information from this brother that I ain't got. I can get some knowledge from this sister that I don't have. And I can utilize it in my life and make me stronger or make my business better. But it won't happen because we're crabs in a bucket. And we try to superiorize each other. That ain't Islam. Islam does not teach that. The Quran does not teach that. We have an opportunity to use a economic on a ratio scale of billions and billions of dollars that we spend daily, yearly. But we're not putting it together. It's not hard to put get $1 million, break down quarter, and put our money together until all of us become wealthy. Imagine if the masjids were full of millionaires and billionaires. You know how many people we can help? You know how many communities we can help? How many children we can help? Why go spend, why get 100 children and go spend $300 children, spend $3.5 million on them to get a college degree just for them to be a doctor? No, let's go build the hospital. Let's go build the school. And let's start producing what Allah tells us to produce in this world. We are the leaders of the world. They didn't get this technology and knowledge from we didn't get it. They didn't get it from nobody but us, but the Muslims. And we rule the world, brothers and sisters. That's who you are. You rulers. You emirs. America is named emir. It means to rule. I love you, brothers and sisters, and may Allah bless us to think clear and use our hearts with each other.
I mean. All right, Bob. Brother Suja, as I'm making.
As I'm making, we like to thank you, brother. But you right on the mark.
Yes,
you're hitting the mark. And that's what we need. We need to see that Allah bless each one of us with wisdom. We don't have to be envy and jealous of each other. You know, you learn something from your brother. And if you listen to him, if you listen to him or her, you're going to be blessed.
You're
going to be blessed.
You want to close?
Yes, sir. I sure will. And I'd like to thank my brother. I pray that Allah continue blessing him. Keep the mind open. Stay sharp. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful master of this day of judgment. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi 'alayhim wa lad-dallin. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way. The way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, mercy, and favor. None of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. May Allah continue to bless us all. Protect us until we meet again tomorrow. We have a special guest, Ibrahim Abdullah, tomorrow.